Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to another episode of Young Black Muslima. I'm so grateful that we're here. My name is Basha, aka Young Black Muslima. This is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change. But you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my experience and knowledge of self. An understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. Without a doubt, like, it's all love. Alhamdulillah, so we got to talk about our beloved Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, previous episode, and Sheikha Sultana, somebody new, in the second segment of the first episode back, talking about our beloved Aisha. Alhamdulillah, so I was happy to go into that segment because I really think it's important to update you guys on where I'm at now and like my previous experience. And I want to close this season's, you know, segment of divine spiritual lineage with Asia. There's so many more women. Obviously, we're going to talk about them throughout the course of the coming season. And there's going to be some dope, you know, interactions in between, but I really want to, you know, go into this and be very sincere about, like, you know, this specific, like, these specific women, because of how they helped me to grow my character as I found out about them. So this is all in chronological, right? On like the experience I've had as a Muslim, how I connect to them, how they've helped me to grow and develop myself. So mashallah, Asiya, subhanallah. Asiya was the wife of Firaun, and a lot of people who know about her story understand it to be that she sacrificed her luxuries, right, for the sake of Allah, subhanallah. And I want to connect this to something that I experienced personally. Our beloved Asiya, may Allah be pleased with her, and Allah has, you know, is building her a home in Jannah. May we get to get invited, you know, I mean, our beloved Asiya was someone who was relentless. She was not going to bow down to Firaun, to her husband. You know, her husband was basically someone who believed that he was God, astaghfirullah al-azim, and that made her really, like, you know, understand that, like, this is a decision I have to make whether I die or I live, because she knew the power her husband had, you know, Firaun had, and she decided to die. Asiya was killed for what she believed, and Allah knew that she was always going to, that was always going to happen, subhanAllah. Like, Allah knew that she was able to fight against the oppression of her husband, fight against the idea that she should be with someone just because, you know, they have power, money, and all of this, you know, respects and luxuries. She realized that none of it mattered, subhanAllah. And when we think about today, where we're at, that's all that matters to the Muslim community, which is the problem. You know, like, we have a lot of work to do as an ummah, but like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and, you know, subhanAllah, quoted in hadith as well, is that Islam will come in a strange thing and leave a strange thing, subhanAllah. May Allah protect us. This is something that we have to really focus on with her story, is that she did not care that her man could provide her these luxuries, that she could live in this, you know, beautiful palace and have all of these, you know, amazing, you know, things that she could just ask for, or servants, or none of it mattered to her. But only what mattered to her is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw her. And so she told Pharaoh, no, I will not bow down to you. You are not the creator, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanAllah really, you know, subhanAllah really just gave her the ultimate, you know, gift. Not even Pharaoh can give her, was Jannah. And guaranteed Jannah and a house in Jannah, you know, Asiya will have, subhanAllah. May Allah allow us to, you know, be able to be like that. I mean, she's a martyr, subhanAllah, for Islam. And a lot of people don't know this story about me, but, you know, when I found out about that story, it was when I, you know, was able to be away from my first marriage. And it was very difficult because I didn't know what I was going to be, you know, experiencing. I was full of emotions. And one thing that I connected to was the story of Asia, because it was a struggle for me to be in that marriage, let's just say. And we didn't see eye to eye when it came to spiritual practices. And so, as much as I don't, you know, I don't agree with divorce, it is there, you know. It is the halal thing that Allah dislikes the most, you know. But when it's affecting your iman and your deen, you have to decide what it is you're going to do. You can always make something work that is meant to work, and that is good for you, and that is good for your faith, and that's good for your worship in Allah. But I remember the story of Asia, like, after I found out about it, you know, coming back from Australia and really being able to experience that, you know what I'm saying? Being able to really be in that space and knowing that I was by myself, knowing that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will I choose this man or will I choose him? And there's no one greater than Allah. You choose Allah every time and you will be successful. You will be wealthy. You will have everything you will ever need. And the point of this is learning about our beautiful mother Asia and how she sacrificed everything, is that you can sacrifice. You can. Because Allah will increase you. Allah will give you him and way more. You do not need to be in a situation where that person is forcing you to make them an ilah, to make them a god, to make, you know, what they find important to be God. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. There's only one God, and that is Allah. And the importance of this is, we know what else we're making ilahs. What else are we making ilahs? Is it social media? Is it fame? Is it, you know, what else are we, what can we give up for Allah like our mother Asia did? She was killed. She sacrificed her life for this deen, and she would not have thought twice about it, because she knew that Allah was the only real thing, the only true thing that exists, the only remaining thing that exists. We are all creation of Allah. To him we come from and to him we shall return, you know. And that means that we're actually existing because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah wanted us gone, that could happen. If you think about the dinosaurs, right? Like, they were all here at one point and they're gone. So really thinking about, what are you doing with your life in this moment? Are you practicing the spiritual, divine practices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Asia or gave to Asia through her unwavering faith? Like, she was like, I'm good with you, Pharaoh. I don't need to be worshiping you. You bugging. Like, she was just like, I'm good on that. Like, I'm not about to do that. Allah is watching me. I fear Allah. I do not fear you. So she chose, and she chose wisely. May Allah increase us in understanding and guide us to what he loves, because truly that is what will help us to be set free and help us to connect to the real us, to who we always were meant to be, and what we were always meant to do was worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Young Black Muslima. And I look forward to really unpacking more of this. And I do believe that we should have a segment like this every single year, you know, divine spiritual lineage, and focusing really on the women in Islam from all cultures, from all walks of life, and how they really built the deen, whether it was in the beginning from Rasulullah's time, or from Hijra all the way going to Ethiopia, like, you know, the beginning, right? Because people don't, you know, realize this, but, you know, Islam, really the first mosque, you know, subhanAllah, was in Ethiopia, was in Africa, because the Quraysh didn't accept, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to really dive into that history as well, as far as our divine spiritual lineage as women, because it really helps us to understand, like, yo, we have a lot. And we need to always realize that we have everything. There's nothing that this dunya can give you that Allah didn't already place in the Quran. This dunya is a false worshipping thing that, you know, people You can make your man an ilah, a god. You can make your son an ilah, a god. You can make your children or your work or your social media account or whatever it is, astaghfirullah aladim. But you will never ever have true success until it is with Allah, whether you are living or dead. And the important thing about it is, like, you go and you live your life that way, so that when Allah is ready to call you home, you know, you can die in peace. And that's really the ultimate, like, thing. Like, we all know, whether we want to fake it or not, whether we want to really realize the facts, we're all going to die one day. And it's important for us to reflect on how our mothers in Islam, you know, how their divine spiritual lineage has really helped us and shaped the way we should lead our lives and really go forth and really just do it all for the sake of Allah. Because that is when you will find true contentment, happiness, and peace. May Allah bless you. May Allah keep you and guide you to what He loves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.